Okay, good morning. This is Sister Mona. I just pray that any sister that's listening today is doing well. Let's go ahead and pray. Father, just ask for any sister that's listening today that she's just strengthened by these podcasts and these teachings, just to really fight hard, and that she just really makes her face like flint and sets her, like it says, in the book of Isaiah, to really war and fight and step out and claim true victory over any promises that you're giving her, especially in her dreams, so that she may glorify you and save souls, and just labor for your kingdom, and just have constant victory for your kingdom. Ask all these prayers, you Father, in Jesus' name, Amen. And we also thank you, Father, so much. We just thank you for your Bible. We thank you for your Word. We thank you for your Holy Spirit. We just thank you for everything, for taking such good care of us. As God's person, just name, Amen. Okay, so I just want to touch a little bit more upon this concept of, being prepared for resistance. Okay, especially in talking in terms of these checks, because when you're having dreams and your checks, these are promises, and you need to, like he says, this is Isaiah chapter 50, verse 7. It says, "For the Lord will help me, therefore shall I not be confounded. Therefore I have set my face like a flint, and I know that I will not be ashamed." Okay, so it's like a stone. Okay, you have to remember, okay, you're going to be fighting Satan. Okay, he's a very strong adversary. Okay, you don't need to be afraid of him. God is stronger, but I'm saying he's strong so that you'll be humble and rest in the power of God, but be alert also and know that you're going to have a fight and not be naive, okay, because you get overthrown. Okay, you need to be strong and of good courage, I guess it's in the book of Joshua, okay, and step out and fight in victory and claim these checks and get them. They're coming from God. If they're coming from God, they're extremely important. You want them, okay? They're life-saving. Okay. And soul saving, everything that comes from God is eternally important. You need to go after these if you're having dreams about checks. Okay, so this is Exodus chapter 5. Okay, what's basically happening, summing up just really quickly in this chapter, is the Lord is telling Moses, go tell Pharaoh, let my people go. Moses goes and tells him, okay. Then Pharaoh says, oh, ye are idle, ye are idle. Okay, you want to go and worship in the wilderness? Go ahead. All right, let's do this. Let's make your work harder. You have to go and find your own straw to make your bricks, okay? But the amount of your tally, what's required of you every day, is not going to diminish. So he's doubling their work or whatever, just making it like really hard for them and saying that but you better come up with the same number of bricks, okay? And then they're being beaten, okay? The Jews are being beaten if they don't finish on time, okay? And the Jews are like, what is going on? Why is everything so hard now, okay? And this is what the it says, and this is verse starting at verse 19, and the officers of the children of Israel did see that they were evil in case, after it was said, ye shall not diminish aught from your bricks of your daily task. And they met Moses and Aaron, who stood in the way as they came forth from Pharaoh. So they just go and spoke with Pharaoh. He's saying, this is what you have to do, is the same amount, okay? And it's going to be more work, okay, now, because Moses just came to me and said that you want to worship out in the wilderness and I'm supposed to let you go. So now your work is way harder, okay? And so the chief of the slaves, okay, are leaving after just having this conversation with Pharaoh. And it says, and they met Moses and Aaron, who stood in the way as they came forth from Pharaoh. And they said to them, the Lord look upon you and judge, because ye have made our savor to be abhorred in the eyes of Pharaoh and in the eyes of his servants, to put a sword in the hand and put a sword in their hand to slay us. And Moses returned unto the Lord and said, Lord, wherefore hast thou so evil entreated this people? Why is it that thou hast sent me? For since I came to Pharaoh to speak in thy name, he hath done evil to this people, neither hast thou delivered thy people at all. Really important verse. You need to know things are going to get harder before they get better. That's what I've seen every single time, to be honest with you. You have got to be strong and you need to know, okay? You need to expect this, okay? Because this gets Christians whooped. I've seen them in this phase that comes when God says, go after it. And then Satan comes with this backlash, okay? This is a phase where so many Christians fall off. They don't fight, and they don't stand firm, and they don't endure, and they just go off. Okay, they just go off and they don't get it. Okay, it's a parable of the sower, okay, who have no root in themselves, and in times of temptation fall away. Okay, you need that root in yourself, and that is abiding in the vine, says abide in me and I in you. Okay, it's the book of John. Okay, for without me you can do nothing. You need to go pray. Okay, and that's what Moses does. He goes, talks to the Lord. Then the Lord says to Moses, you see, that's what Moses does. Okay, he doesn't go, oh, that's right. And he just stays out there talking to the, you know, Jews saying, I guess I was wrong or whatever. You know what I mean? No, he turns to God. Okay, he talks to God. You need to go pray to get through these seasons when you're fighting for these checks. Because remember, it's going to get harder before it's going to get worse. I mean, harder before it's going to get easier. Okay, and you have to understand, you're going to have a fight. Satan is not going to give these checks to you easily. Okay, all right. You're going to have to fight for them. Okay, then the Lord said unto Moses, now shalt thou see what I will do to Pharaoh, for I with a strong hand shall let them go. I'm sorry. For with a strong hand shall he let them go, and with a strong hand shall he drive them out of his land. Okay, and then we know what happens after that, okay? The Lord, you know, whoops the brakes off of Pharaoh. That's about it. Okay. And Pharaoh actually ends up dying. Okay. So you need to know God is with you. Okay. And you need to know biblically, this is what you're going to expect. Okay. Again, parable of the sower, same thing. In times of temptation, fall away. You need to be part of that fourth group that endures all the way until the end, especially in terms of these checks, because you're going to be expecting, okay, expect resistance. You've got a promise. That's the word. Okay. That's coming on to you. It's a promise. Okay. Receive it, cleave it, keep it, and fight, okay? Be prepared for a battle, okay? But remember, your battle plan needs to be what? Abide in me and I in you, for without me you can do nothing. Book of John, you need to abide in that vine. Every single time you get hit, every time you get punched, every time you get knocked down, you go pray. You go pray, 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 you go read your Bible, okay? You cleave to that vine. That is your life source, okay? To getting through, resistance and overcoming it, okay, and getting victory. That's your key to victory. Okay, let's go ahead and leave it there, Father. I just ask for any sister that's starting her day that she has a fruitful day, abounding in the Spirit, loving and glorifying you, and just really walking with you today and cleaving to you. Ask all these prayers in Jesus' name. Amen.